Jeremiah chapter 33. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time, while he was still confined in the prison courtyard. And it said, This is what the Lord, the maker of it, the Lord, the fashioner of it, to prepare it, the Lord is his name, says, Call out to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great things and recondite matters which you did not know. For this is what the Lord God of Israel says concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which have been demolished, concerning the ramparts, and concerning the sword. They have been brought to combat the Chaldeans, but it will be to fill them with the corpses of men whom I will strike down in my anger and in my fury, and those because of whom I have hidden my face from this city, on account of all their wickedness. I am going to bring the city restoration and healing, and I will heal them, and I will reveal an abundance of welfare and truth to them, and I will reverse the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel, and I will build them up as in the beginning, and I will cleanse them from all their iniquity with which they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities with which they have sinned against me, and with which they have transgressed against me. And it will be to me a name of rejoicing, a cause for praise, and a show of splendour to all the nations of the earth, who will hear of all the good which I will be doing to them. And they will fear and stand in awe at all the good and at all the welfare which I will be doing to it. This is what the Lord says. There will yet be heard in this place, of which you say, It is desolate without leaving a man and without leaving a beast, in the cities of Judah and in the outlying areas of Jerusalem, which have been devastated without leaving a man and without leaving an inhabitant and without leaving a beast. The sound of rejoicing and the sound of happiness, the sound of the bridegroom and the sound of the bride, the sound of those who say, Praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his kindness is age-abiding, who bring a thank offering to the house of the Lord, for I will reverse the captivity of the land to as it was at the beginning, says the Lord. This is what the Lord of hosts says. There will yet be in this desolate place without man or beast, and in all its cities, a pasture for shepherds, to allow the sheep to recline. In the cities in the mountains, in the cities in the lowlands, and in the cities of the south, and in the land of Benjamin, and in the surrounding areas of Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, the sheep will yet pass through at the hands of the one who counts them, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will establish the good thing which I have spoken to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up to David, and he will execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely, and this is what one will call it, the Lord our righteousness. For this is what the Lord says, Not a man will be cut off from David to sit on the throne of the house of Israel. And not a man will be cut off before me of the Levite priests to make the burnt offering and to burn the meal offering and to offer sacrifices all the time. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah and said, This is what the Lord says. If you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, so that there are not day and night in their time, then my covenant with David my servant can be broken, so that he does not have a son reigning on his throne, and my covenant with the priestly Levites my officiators. As the host of the heavens cannot be counted, and the sand of the sea cannot be measured, so will I increase the seed of David my servant, and the Levites who officiate for me. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, Have you not seen what this people has spoken, when they said, There are two families which the Lord chose, but he has rejected them? And they have considered my people too contemptible to be a nation in their sight any longer. This is what the Lord says. If I have not set up my covenant of day and night, not the statutes of heaven and earth, then I will also reject the seed of Jacob and David my servant. not taking his seed as rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will reverse their captivity, and I will have compassion on them.